Yeshayahu Perek Mem Ches, Perek, the 48th Perek of Sefer Yeshayahu, and we continue now. This Perek is one of those mysterious Prakim where it is not clear what time period it's referring to. Most of the Prakim that we have had in our Sefer mentioned some type of name, either a nation or a king, and therefore we know when it's referring to. But there are a number of them, four or five of them, that really we're not exactly sure which time period the Perek is talking about, and the various Rishonim and Mepharshim have different Pshatim. It is some type of Tochacha, the Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael not listening. Klal Yisrael still following Avodah Zarah. So some Rishonim, the Radak and Rashi discuss that maybe this is talking about following up on the previous parak. We just spoke about how Bavel was going to be destroyed eventually, so around that time period, this is talking about Golas Bavel, that sometimes we're following what our captors are doing, and we're not following HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Schwab assumes that this is a little bit later, after Koresh, as we just spoke about in the last parak, defeated Bavel, and there are another 16, 17, 18 years before the eventual completion of the second base of Migdash. That's the time period that's being referred to here, meaning the Purim story. The Purim story, the time period between the Malchus of Bavel ends and the Gullus of Bavel ends, right? Those 70 years did not overlap, as we discussed a parak or two ago. So that is what the time period that it occurred. But either way, as we always know, the messages that the Prakim give us are eternal, even if we don't know exactly which time period is being spoken about. So, says the Torah, says the Navi, Shimu Zos Beis Yaakov, Hanikraim B'shem Yisrael. Listen, Beis Yaakov that are called Yisrael, Umimeme Yehuda Yatso, and that have gone out from the waters of Yehuda. They've come from Yehuda. Hanishba'im b'shem Hashem uvelokei Yisrael yaskiru. They swear in the name of Hashem, and they always mention the name of God. Lo be'emes, lo b'tzedakah, but they do it falsely. They do it falsely. They use the shem Hashem, but they swear falsely, and they maybe on the outside look like they are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but really they are not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A couple of points on this pasuk. First, we'll start off with the Meiri that we mentioned. Actually, before that, before the Meiri, the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel mentions that here we are called Yaakov and we are called Yehuda. So maybe the underlying Musar, says the Abarbanel on this pasuk, is that both of those names have something unique about them, and we are not fulfilling either of those names, or maybe we're emphasizing one over the other, says the Abarbanel. So he starts off by saying, "Kilo balo chiyaches anshe b'nei Yehuda v'anshe Yerushalayim al chatasam l'fishayon nilkadim v'ashemim ba'osam advarim shezachar b'nei Bavel imi gaiva imi avodazara." The same sins that the Bavel was guilty of, we're guilty of, and that's why first he calls us Yaakov, because Yaakov is from Vayakveni, acting in subterfuge. So that's why he says, listen, Beis Yaakov, you're called Yisrael, you could be like Yisrael, but you're acting like Yaakov. Yaakov was shem nomar lignai. Amnam Yisrael, shem srara umale va'adnus, ki sarisa im alokive nashim va'tuchal. So the Navi in Sheo is saying, you're not acting like you could, you're acting like a Yaakov and not like Yisrael. And then he goes into, what about Yehuda? Umime Yehuda yatso, you're also Yehuda. What is Yehuda? Yehuda, we know, has two translations. The Abarbanel notes both of them and says that we are not listening and following either of them. Yehuda means to admit when we're wrong. We're not admitting when we're wrong. Yehuda is to be modet, to thank, to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not thanking and recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On both of those counts, we're not being like real B'nai Yehuda. Lafi says the Abarbanel, now let's read it. L'B'nai Yehuda ha'yinikram kein lomar shayubali emes ve'emuna. Umodim be'emes. Lo yimsa b'fiyem lashin tarmis. Lo yimatsi b'fiyem lashin tarmis. Kizehu kulo nirmaz b'shem Yehuda. Milashin ho devil obosh. Following Yehuda, Gama Yinikram Bnei Yehuda Mipasa Shevach VaHahoda Shem Modu B'Shapchem LeLokeiem Kamei Marleya Bebir Sham Yehuda Apam Odes Hashem. And all what we're doing, says the Abarbanel, we're acting like Yaakov, we're not acting like Yisrael, we're violating what our name Yehuda is supposed to bring us, and therefore, says the Abarbanel, that is the Musar that we are hearing. The Meiri picks up, doesn't say it on this Pasuk, but we'll say it on the Pasuk, picks up on the end of the Pasuk, where the Navi says, we're swearing falsely, we look like on the outside that we're supposed to be following the Halacha, we're using Shem Hashem, and we're Bez Hashem, Amir Tzashem, Hashem, 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 but lo be'emes v'lo b'tzedaka. It's not in truth, and we're using it in a false way. And that is the Meiri that we often quote in the Hakdama to Shas on the 10th page, page Yud Aleph, where the Meiri goes through the Aseres HaDibros, how each of the ones in the same line parallel, assuming they're 5 and 5. Anochi Kenega Lo Sirtzach. and that is because Anochi is Metzias Hashem, and Lo Tirtzach, murder, is a denial of Hashem and the Tzelem Elokim in a person. Lo Yiyah and Lo Sinaf, that's the easiest one. Avodah Zarah is compared to Znus throughout Shas. We have Zachos Yom Shabbos Akadsho is Kenega Lo Sana B'Yachid Shaker, Eidah Sheker, Kabed is Avicha Vesimecha, and Lo Sachmod. Lo Sachmod is the root of Midos Rose, Chendas HaMamon, Chendas of focusing on me, Taiva, and Kabbalah Zavicha is giving out to someone else or recognizing that there is a different focus. But the 3 and 7, the Meiri, that's where he says his own unique pshat. Lo Sisa Kenega Lo Signov. Why is that? So one might say, Kolagonev Sofa Lishava L'Sheker, because stealing will make you swear to cover it up. Or, says the Meiri deeper, Shalo Yetehe Misatev Bitalischa V'Holech V'Gonev. You shouldn't wear talis and tefillin and then go steal behind people's backs. Shalote meniach tefillin v'holecha muram es abrios. Shezu nisiyas shmo shalakadosh baruch hu lashav. That's lo sisa, bearing the badge of God's servant in vain. And that's somebody goes and steals. That is lo sisa. V'ukenyin genevas, genevas alev, v'genevas hadash shalabrios, k'genevas mamon v'chulu. And that is what he's saying here. Yeshayo is saying that you're using Shem Hashem, Nishbam b'Shem Hashem, uvelokei Yisrael yaskiru, but lo be'emes, v'lo b'tztaka. It's not something that is being used in the proper way. Finally, the Radak here says, actually the Rashi. Rashi says here that this pasuk is referring to two different shvatim. Beis Yaakov, b'shem Yisrael, m'mei Yehudi Yatso. Says Rashi, two different shvatim. Beis Yaakov, anikram shem Yisrael, that's Shevet Binyamin. That's one of the two that are left at this time. And then Yehuda is Shevet Yehuda. So it's interesting because we have earlier and other times in Tanakh where Yehuda and Binyamin are referred to as one Shevet. If you look back in Malachim, when the Malchus was split, one of the tragic moments in Jewish history, and Rechava, during the times of Rechavam, and he is told by the Navi that the Malchus would split, and Yeravam is told that he's going to get all of the Malchios except for one. What do you mean except for one? Yehuda and Binyamin. So they're quoted as two. Right? Says the Navi, Vayomer Hashem l'Shlomo. Hashem says to Shlomo, Yan Perak Yud Aleph Pasuk Yud Aleph. Yan Asher Haisa Zosim Kol Shamarta Brisi V'Chukosai Shet Sivisi Alecha Alayich Karoa Ekra Esamam Locha Me'alecha Unesati Alav Decha. I'm going to rip the Malchus away. One you'll have. Says the Mitzvah David there, says the Radak. It really means two. Will be Judah Binyamin. So points out the Rinas Yitzchak. I don't understand. Here, Rashi emphasizes that they're two Shvatim. And there, it's supposed to be one. So he suggests maybe it's connected to the additional point mentioned in that pasuk in Malachim Aleph, Parakut Aleph. There it says, Laman David Avdi, Ulaman Yerushalayim Asher Bacharti. Regarding Yerushalayim, Yehud and Binyamin are considered one. As we know, they split the city, even though Yerushalayim lo nischakal l'shvatim. Yehuda Binyamin both have a part of Yerushalayim. Regarding Yerushalayim, they are somehow connected. That was the capital city of David HaMelech. But regarding other elements, so they're considered Tushvatim as they are listed here, as they are on the Choshen, Tushvatim, and many other contexts. Okay, we move on. We get to Pasuk Beis. Ki Me'ir HaKodesh Nikro, you came from a holy city. V'yal Elokei Yisrael Nismachu, you relied on God, Hashem Svacho Shmo. Look where you came from. Look what you should have learned. Should have learned the messages. You come from a holy God and a holy city, but you're not acting holy, right? Yerushalayim is supposed to be a place of inspiration, says the Radak. We should have learned from it. Tosfos notes this in Maseches Baba Basra. Tosfos, in the context of explaining the pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, that when we go give Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, we're supposed to be inspired and look at the Kohanim and walk away a different person. Says Tosfos, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah Lafi. Chaf Aleph in Baba Basra. Lefisha Yeroa Kedusha Gedola Vekoanim Oskim Bavoda. Hayimachavin Libo Yosel Yerushamayim Velomo Torah. When we see people being so medactic in halacha, in inspiration, that inspires us. That inspires us. As the Tosfos quotes the Medrash, Gadol Maaser Sheni Shemevi Lidei Talmud. There's even a beautiful thought of the Sefer HaChinuch where he uses this idea, not in the context of Maaser Sheni, but in the context of Maaser Behema. All the mitzvahs, says the Chinuch, there are a number of times throughout the year that somebody has to go to Yerushalayim to bring the fruits of the family. Maaser Sheni, Maaser Behema, right? A couple of times we have to give these mitzvah, give these items to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yerushalayim. Why? Says the Chinuch. Because sometimes we'll have families out there in the countryside that aren't so inspired, that aren't living exactly b'derech HaTorah. Every once in a while, the Torah demands somebody from the family has to go to Yerushalayim. When they're in Yerushalayim, the hope is that they're going to get influenced. They're going to come back a different person. Then they're going to go home and be mashpia on their family. Sometimes we find various families that one person's inspired. One person is chozer b'tshuva, and that gets schleps everybody else to be chozer b'tshuva. One person starts a certain behavior, and everybody follows. That's exactly what the Sefer HaChinuch says in Mitzvah Shin Samach, the Mitzvah of Meiser Behema Tahora B'Kol Shana. He says, Ein Safek, says the Chinuch, Bahalos Kolish Meiser Kol Bakar Vatzon, Shelo Shana V'Shana, B'makam Sha'asak HaChachma V'Tora. Shom, the place, he has to bring the Meiser Behema or the Meiser Shani up to the place where the source of Torah and Chachma is. V'hi Yerushalayim, Sheshama Sanhedrin Yodedas U'mevinei Mada. Imagine the 70 greatest rabbis, all the Gdolei Ador, are in one place. You're not going to stop by, you're not going to go here or shir. U'kamoche Nalal Sham Meiser Tvua Seinu, Ba'ar Mashnei Hashvita, four out of the years. Kamoche Yadua, Meiser Shini Nechal Sham, V'chenet Ravai. All of these are there to inspire. And then, U'mitoch Kach Yia B'chol Bayis U'bayis Mikol Yisrael Ish Chacham Yodea HaTorah. Even if he doesn't inspire, there's a rabbi in everybody's house. Asher Yomar B'Chachmaso Kol Beis Aviv V'Lochein Timalei Haaretz Deyas Hashem. This is the way that Hashem assures that there's always Torah and inspiration. At least one person, somebody has to go to Yerushalayim to bring this stuff. They'll be inspired. They'll go home. They'll be the rabbinic figure in the household. But this is what Yerushalayim is supposed to do. And this is what Yeshayahu HaNavi is saying. He says, what happened? You guys shouldn't come from Yerushalayim. And you didn't get the message. Ki me'ir HaKodesh Nikro. You come from an ir HaKodesh. Maybe at the end of this time we'll talk about the Kedush of Yerushalayim, where it comes from. But this is some part of the rebuke. We continue. Harishonos me'asi gadati. Umipi yatsu vashmiyem. Hashem says, I've always said the future. I said it earlier. Right before it happened, pitom asisi vatavon, and then it happened. Midaiti kikasha ata, but I already knew from before that you will be difficult. The gid barzel arpecha. We know the lashon from the Torah. Am kishay oref. Hashem says we are a stubborn-necked people. Sometimes it can help us, but often it cannot help us. Often our chutzpah and our stubbornness hurt us. Umitzchacha nechusha, and we act brazenly. Vo'agil v'chamei oz v'terem tavu shpaticha. Hashem says again, I've told you things before they happen. Petomar, why? Because I knew, lest you would say, atzbi asam. My avodah zarah did it. Upisli v'niski tziva, my pesel commanded this to happen. Shamata, says Hashem, listen, Chazei Kula, you have seen it all. V'yatem alo tagidu, Hishmaticha chadashot, I've told you new things. Me'ata, unitsuros v'lo yidatam, stuff that you never heard before. Atonivru v'lo me'oz, like nothing happened before. But what happened? Pasuk Ches, gam lo shamata, gam lo yadata, gam me'oz lo pitcha aznecha. You didn't listen, you didn't know. You didn't open your ears. You didn't, says the Abarbanel. Maybe this is referring to the three Golios, which there are Geulas connected. You don't even realize what's happening, says the Abarbanel, in the Golos of Bavel and the Golos of the third one that the Abarbanel says is being referred to here. The Abarbanel says, Gimel Lashonos, Gimel Golios, Hischo Me'achron, right? It's backwards. Golos HaGadol HaAsid, this Golos that we're in. You don't know it. Gamalei Dat, the Golos Bavel, you didn't realize. And then earlier, even the Golos of Mitzrayim, you didn't have proper recognition of who took you out. But maybe there's another idea with these three phrases. Lo Shamata, Lo Yadata, Lo Pitcha Aznecha. Rashi quotes the Targum Yonasan. You didn't listen to the Nevi'im. You didn't accept the Torah. You didn't open your ears to the bris of Chorev and your agreement with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are those three? So maybe you could connect to an idea that many Achronim talk about. Rabbi Chanan talks about this in the Kuntres Devei Sofrim. Interesting, he quotes another Targum. The Targum on Sefer Yirmiyahu says Rabbi Chanan in the Kuntres Devei Sofrim in Os Chaf Aleph. There the context is talking about the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about Lo Sasser. The Ramban asks a kasha on the Rambam. If the Rambam holds that every time I do a violating Nisad Rabbanan, I'm also violating Nisad Araisa of Lo Sasser, say ask the Ramban, you know, how is it that you have the concept of Sayyid Rabbanan Lakula, Vichulu, and much action in the Rishonim to answer that question. Fine, but what about the other way Rabbi Chanan deals with? According to the Ramban, the Rabbanans are not included in the Daraisas. So what's the source in the Torah for listening to the Rabbanan? That's the Ramban's, the kasha on the Ramban, the Rabbi Chanan asks. So he comes up with the idea of Ratzon HaTorah. There is another category obvious ideas that are not commanded in the Torah, but they're obvious that the Torah believes in them. Rav Asher Weiss likes to quote the Mitzvah of Chinuch, right? The major machlokes, the Mitzvah of Chinuch, is it on the father, is it on the son, but we agree the Mitzvah of Chinuch is Durabanan. What, on a Daraisa level? You don't have to educate your child with a Jewish education. Durabanan or Machadesh? Of course not. The Torah says Hashem was Mitzah, I loved Avraham, because he taught his kids. So obviously, it's Ratzon Hashem, it's a Din Daraisa. It's just not counted as a separate Mitzvah because there is no Tzivoy to it. So says Rabbi Chanan, maybe that whole idea is based on the Targum in Yirmiyahu Perek Yotes, where the Yirmiyahu says, we built the idols that, lo tzivisi, velo dibarti, velo olsal libi. I didn't command, I didn't talk about, and it didn't go up in my heart. So on that, the Targum says, lo pakadus bo rayasoi, I didn't teach it in my Torah, velo shalchas biyad avadai nivyai, my prophets didn't say it, velo rava kadamai, and I don't want it. Three categories. So maybe those are similar, those three categories here, three phrases that Yeshayahu Navi is also saying. Yeshayahu is saying, right, lo shamata, lo yadata, kamayaz, lo pitcha, aznecha, right here in Memches Ches in Yeshayahu. Good. So we continue now, says the Navi. Ki adati bagod tivgod. I knew that you would act treasonously with me. Uposhea mi beten karla. Even from the beginning. Rashi says, even in Mitzrayim, you didn't really deserve to come out. But I had a brisavos. I remembered Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Laman shmi arich api. Because of my name, though, I will have Rachmanis. I'll have Rachmanis. Kodesh Baruch Hu, this Harachamim, which we have to copy. Usihi lasi echtam lach. And my tila, my praise is that I hold back. Levilti achri secha. Not to cut you off, but realize that, Yeshayahu says to Bnei Yisrael, he needs Seraphticha v'lo b'kesef, b'charticha b'kur'oni. So instead of wiping you out, Hashem says, you're going to have a long galus. B'charticha b'kur'oni, I have chosen the kur, the pot, the fiery pot of oni, right? The Mitzrayim is called the kur abarzel. But b'kur'oni, and keep in mind that this is, according to Rabbi Schwab, this is talking about maybe the Purim story. Remember, imagine the Jews in the time of Purim. They just received permission. They got thrown out of their land. And then there was 55 years or so, 53 years since the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Then Korah says you can go build a Beis HaMikdash again. So we're on top of the world, but only a few thousand of them go back. And then what happens? The Persians take over, and we have the Purim story, and they're about to be exterminated. Right? What happened? And then all of a sudden they have the permission again. It's up and down and up and down. That's the message that's going on here. That the Kur Oni Hashem says, though, I'm not going to destroy you. I'm going to cleanse you instead. Pasuk continues, Lo ma'ani lo ma'ani, as Hashem says, it's because of me. Eich yichol, I don't want my name to have a chil Hashem. Eich yichol. The Malbim says that there are two reasons why somebody, A might befriend B. Because B is inherently chashuv, or A needs B. Right? And here, Hashem didn't have either of the reasons. We weren't chashuv, and Hashem doesn't need us, and yet, He took us because of His name. L'mani, l'mani aseh, ki eich yichol ukvodi la'acher lo atein. I'm not switching my relationship with anybody. It's just that, Ba Yisrael has to do better. Shmai la Yaakov Yisrael Makarai. So again, both names are used. Yeshayahu says, listen, Yaakov and Yisrael, I called you Yisrael. Ani hu, ani rishon, af ani acharon. Right, those three. The Radak says, ani hu, I'm here in the hove. Ani rishon, I'm in the past. Af ani acharon, I'm in the future. There is a beautiful Meshechachma. Meshechachma writes as a Marsha's Balak. He just contrasts and asks a stira between Yeshayahu Perek Mem Ches and Yeshayahu Perek Mem Dalet. That here we have, Hashem says, ani hu, ani rishon, af ani acharon. And if we look in a few program ago, Perek Mem Dalet, Pasik Vav, Kamar Hashem Melech Yisrael V'Goalo Hashem Svakos, Ani Rishon, Vani Acharon, Umi Biladai, and Elokim. There it's past, future, present. And here it's present, past, future. Right? Why the switch in order? Says the Meshech Chachma there. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's outside of time. Right? He created time. So there is no past, present, and future. It's all the same. And therefore, but how do we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's uniqueness? Not in the present is a second, it's fleeting. The past, he goes infinitely back. The future, he goes infinitely forward. And then you have the present too. So, over there in the previous parak where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just declaring, he's not talking specifically to mankind. So there, he's declaring, therefore it says, past, future, present. But here, it's about the relationship with us. With us, we see the present in the most graphic terms. We feel the present. The past is based on memory. The future is based on what I think is going to happen. The present is what we feel most, and the clarity. So that's why when Hashem's talking to us, how do we feel the most clarity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Anihu, that's in the present. And then Ani Rishon, and then Afani Acharon. That is the Meshech Chachma in Balak. Af Yavdi Yasta Aretz, continues the Pasuk. My hand established the land, Vimini Tipcha Shemayim, and my right hand spread out the heavens. Korani Aleim Ya'amdu Yachtov. They all have to stand together. The Radak here quotes the Medrash. It's also a similar discussion in Chagiga on Daf Yud Beis. Beis Machlokas, Beis Shammai, and Beis Sila. Beis Shammai says the heavens were created first. The Beis Hillel says the Aretz was created first. Rosh Hashanah says, I think they both were created at the same time. Shneim lo nivru ela ke'ilfis v'kisuya. It's like the pot and a pot cover. They're there to work together. There's a lot of drush that can be said on that medrash, but again, just to point out, the Radak quotes it right here, based on this pasuk that talks about Maisa Bereishis. There is a beautiful gra. The gra writes here in the Divrei Eliyahu, it's also quoted here in the Pini Mishulchan Agra, that you find Yadi referring to Hashem's left hand. Right here is contrasted to Vimini. Yadi, the left, created, so to speak, the smaller, the weaker, Yasta Aretz, that focus that created everything on this land, in the Aretz, and the physical, and the nature. Vimini Tipcha Shemayim. The Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the heavens. But Korei Ani Aleim Yamdu Yachtav. So you might have just said that means, I thought you could say it means that everything works together. Shvayv Aretz is one world. The Gra says it's specifically talking about mankind. In mankind, heavenly and earthly work together. The Shemayim and the Aretz, like the Ramban says on Nasa Adam. But that's what the Gra says. Korani Aleim. Koratz Alomar. Kochos Haaretz. Asher Nivra B'smol Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Kochos of the Shemayim that were created with the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yamdu Yachad. Ratzolo Masha Shnei Kochos. Masha Teva Doreshu. Masha Malam and Teva. V'hu Ba'adam Bechir HaYitzurim. They're both in Adam, the chosenness of the creations. So, that's what the Navi says. We continue now. He comes to Kulchem Mushva. Hashem says, listen up, everybody. Mi bahem yigid esele. Who said all this? Hashem ha'evo yaseh chepso b'bavel. Maybe this refers to Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. We showed him say, maybe it refers to Koresh, getting back to that time period. Vizro kastim. Ani dibarti av karasiv. I've always, now who's talking now? I spoke, I've called. Havi Yosef is liach darko. I have made his derech be matzliach. Rashi here quotes a medrash that maybe this referred to Yeshayo himself, and he's saying, I've always been there. Actually, let's read the next pasuk first. Kirvu elai shimuzos, lo meros paseser dibarti, I didn't say it in private, me'es hayos hasham ani, I've always been there. V'yata Hashem Elokim, shalachani rucha, Hashem has sent me. Rashi quotes that every Navi was at Har Sinai, which is somewhat unusual, because we know, we have a Masorah that every person was at Har Sinai. Maybe every Navi on a certain depth of an intensity of Nevuah, he was there. But either way, that's a Rashi here. Finishing up, Komar Hashem, Go Alcha Kadosh Yisrael. Again, this mysterious parak finishes up. It's some type of rebuke to Chacha, and we have different ideas that what it might relate to. Koresh is mentioned. Koresh is not mentioned, but it's referred to, according to some, by the previous Pasuk Ahevo, which also mentions Bavel. But now we have Pasuk Yud Zayin. Komar Hashem, Go Alcha Kadosh Yisrael. Hashem says, the Redeemer. Ani Hashem Elokecha Milamedcha Lahoil. What does that mean? Milamedcha, I'm teaching you Lahoil for help, for Toeles. Mitzvahs are for our good. Milamedcha Lahoil. Madrichacha Bederach Teilech. I will lead you in the path that you go. Maybe that's referring to Baderach Shadam Rosalelech. Right? Mitzvahs are for you to help you. Choose mitzvahs. And if you choose that, I will help you. Luik shavta lemitzvosai. If you would just listen to my mitzvos, vayhi kinar shlomecha, v'tzidkascha kegali hayam, you'll have shalom, you'll have tzedek. The Gemara in Brachas darshes from here that you should never leave somebody davening alone. Right? You should always be with them, and then you'll get shalom and tzedek. Vayhi kechol zaracha, you'll have tremendous bracha. Just follow the mitzvos and realize melamedcha lahoel. This is a tshuva sefer, melami lahoel. But here it comes from this pasuk melamedcha lahoel. Finishing up, Rabbi Schwab says, remember, this is talking about that time period after the Babylonians finished and before we had a second base of Migdash. What is Yishayot saying? Make sure you go back to Eretz Yisrael. Tzu mi Bavel, birchu mi Kastim, run away from there. Don't stay there and say, I'm comfortable. Because Rina Kiddush Miozos, right? Chazal say, if we would have all gone up during Bais Sheni, we wouldn't have had the ultimate gullus. But we just said, forget it, then we'll stay here. And Ezra's call fell on deaf ears. But says Rabbi Schwab, that's what he's referring to here, 180 years or so before it took place. He's trying to get them to go back, but it was to no avail. Hotiwa can say, Aretz, Imru, Gala, Shem, Abdo Yaakov. It's time to come back. Volot Samu, Bacharovos, Holicham, Hashem, as are always given us, water and drink and food. Ein Shalom, Amar Hashem, L'Rashayim. Rabbi Schwab says, there's not going to be peace. You think I'm just going to stay there? That's not the goal of Klal Yisrael. The goal of Klal Yisrael is to come back to Eretz Yisrael. That takes us through Perek Memches, and we will stop here.